King salmon have reached Canada, and Alaska Fish and Game biologists say they've now met their escapement goals all along the Yukon. The minimum escapement of roughly 43,000 kings into Canada is likely to be met by the end of this week. Fish and Game's Stephanie Schmidt, who oversees the summer fishery on the Yukon, is grateful to subsistence users who have worked and sacrificed so far this season to ensure the kings made it upriver.
We're getting the numbers of Chinook salmon on the spawning grounds that we need to sustain this run. And then the other thing we're hearing, that they're seeing king salmon larger than they've seen before in recent years. We seem to be getting not only good numbers of fish, but good quality of fish on the spawning grounds as well.
Meeting escapement goals is good news, but subsistence fishing on the Yukon has otherwise reached a mid-season lull, with summer chum having passed and communities up and down the river waiting for the late wave of fall chum to arrive. Further upriver, it's been a season of nearly complete closures, and the few periods open for fishing have been brief, just 24 hours. That's left fishermen like Andrew in Fort Yukon asking for more time during a recent teleconference organized by a nonprofit coordinating management along the Yukon.
People kind of felt that it wasn't worth going out to fish for 24 hours. It takes a little longer to do much in the Yukon Flats compared to other areas of the river.
Managers with Fish and Game say additional openings for the upper river will likely stay at 24 hours for the time being. A pulse of fall chums passed the Mountain Village test fishery on Saturday and should be in the water near Russian Mission by tomorrow. Jeff Estenson with Fish and Game says fall chums should run between 700 and 800,000 fish in the coming weeks, enough for both subsistence and commercial harvests. Communities in the lower Yukon River area are already seeing twice weekly commercial openings. Managers report that in a single 6-hour opening on Monday, fishermen caught 3,500 fall chum.